amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and if I sound a little quieter than usual, a little more reserved than normal, it's just because I am at Walt Disney World, and it is very late at night, and I am terrified that the person in the room next to me is going to bolt up awake in the middle of the night, hearing a woman go, "Hello!" So if I sound reserved, that is why. I'm not low energy, I am just terrified of conflict. Anyway, I am here! I'm here at Walt Disney World. This is unbelievably the first episode I've ever recorded while in Walt Disney World. Well, in Walt Disney World. And I'm so happy to be here. I've been here for a couple days now. I'm having an absolutely splendid time while also having done almost nothing so far. I've mostly been in the room working and tying up edits on a few stories that I had left over, but it's just been really, 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 really nice to be back, and it feels like the right time for me to have returned. I feel good about everything, and I'm having a blast, and I'm eating a lot of caramel corn. And my teeth already hurt, so you know how I'm doing the good work. As you know, I'm a bit intense with my COVID protocols, and I have to say, in the hotels, in the general park spaces so far, I am pleasantly surprised. I've only done about 3 attractions, but still, people are really wearing their masks indoors, and cast members are doing a great job reminding people. And they're doing it in this very casual way where they're just like, like asking you to lift your mask if it's down. And it's very chill, and it like goes over very well, and people immediately pick their masks up. It's all been great. Granted, this is a very early dispatch from a whole week here at Walt Disney World. But regardless, just wanted to send the message back home that people are sticking to the rules, and I'm thrilled. I went to the Main Street Emporium today, somewhere I thought I would never go in during a pandemic, and everyone had their mask on. Everyone. Everyone! Ugh. It was nice. It was nice. The reason I'm recording this so late, actually, is because I saw Happily Ever After tonight. I went on Space Mountain. It was blissful. Then I met up with my friends. And now I'm finishing my workday realizing, oh, right, when I'm at home, I can record at 11:30 at night and it's no issue. Morty's asleep. But when I'm here, I don't want to be disruptive to whoever I'm sharing a wall with, who is definitely another reporter who is here for tomorrow's event. So I just got to be a little conscious about it. Got to be a little conscious, a little quiet, and I apologize for it. But we're not here today to talk about Disney World or Incredibles-themed contemporary resort rooms or Main Street Confectionery conducting straight-up blasphemy with their new popcorn bar. I can't. No, we are here to discuss Disneyland Paris because by the time this episode comes out, I won't have seen everything I flew down to Florida for still. But next week's episode, you can bet your bottom dollar, I will be outlining all the new stuff at Walt Disney World for its 50th anniversary. It will be packed with details and stories from the 50th anniversary Grand Extravaganza and the media event that kicks off today. If you're listening to this when it comes out, it kicks off today. So, sadly, this week's episode is just a little one, just a little peanut. But it's worth it because next week's will be a Disney World blowout of a good time, and I'm taking you all along with me. I'm sorry to make you wait for it. I know. I didn't want to leave you hanging on a Wednesday again. I swear there was a point where everything in the month of October lined up perfectly, and then kablooey, it all just went to pieces. But I think you'll enjoy everything about this one anyway, especially if you've ever wanted to hear about a Marvel getaway or Spider-Man talk in a French accent. So stick around, we've got some Marvel mini-sode mania for you in just a few seconds, and I think you're gonna love it. Till then, adios from Disney World and hello from Disneyland Paris. Stick around. Okay, you know that feeling that everyone knows something that you don't? For me, that used to be Quince, but no more. Quince is a truly astounding retailer, essentially carrying everything a person on your mood board would wear. We're talking washable silk blouses, chic leather bags, 14-karat gold jewelry, European linen dresses, and the best part of all is that Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They're up here with $50 Mongolian cashmere sweaters. $50! Beautiful, timeless items you can wear and actually live in. Meaning, You don't have to be scared to bring them on your theme park travels. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you're sensitive to retailers like I am, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. But it's not just your everyday work-life clothes. They have everything. I recently joined a new gym, big deal for me, and desperately needed new workout clothes to wear there. It's kind of like an LA gym. Like, you kind of got to look cute. So I ordered a pair of their Ultraform bike shorts and high-rise pocket leggings. And when I tell you, the quality of these leggings is truly on par with brands I paid three times as much for, which really kind of makes me love these three times more. I'm not only going to buy them again, but actually buy the other travel stuff in my cart because they have things like beautiful pastel suitcases for $129 and these wildly affordable compression packing cubes that I have been waiting forever to buy compression packing cubes, and they're always so pricey. And here, the price fits. So if you want to get ready for work, your new gym, travel, anything in your life, go to Quince. Quince.com/amusing will get you free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Ooh, that's nice for someone who puts stuff off like I do. That's Quince.com/amusing to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/amusing.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Oh, bonjour, yet again from Disneyland Paris. This week we're focusing on, thank goodness the last time I have to pretend I have a French accent, and discussing Disney's Hotel New York, The Art of Marvel, where I happened to stay on my recent trip. Now, the hotel is new, but not entirely. Disney's Hotel New York debuted in 1992 and was designed by Michael Graves, an architect whose work I happen to despise, but who also created one of my absolute favorite Walt Disney World hotels, the Swan and Dolphin. It's a little difficult for me to appreciate his two specific resorts, but also feel somewhat nauseous by all his designs, but I happen to live within that space between. All of Graves's work really feels slightly familiar, including Disney's original Hotel New York, because Graves was hired by Michael Eisner to create so many buildings, including the Disney team building on the Disney Studios lot. So whether or not you are consciously familiar with him, you will have an emotional connection to the old video of Disney's Hotel New York, which I put in the show notes, which I highly, highly recommend you go look at, because it is oozing with retro joy. It's really as vintage as it gets. I stayed there about 5 years back on my first or second visit to Disneyland Paris. I can't remember at this point. And hoo baby, it's a trip. There are Mets and Yankees logos on the floor, a faux Rockefeller ice rink outside, all tile bathrooms. Oh my God, they're so old, and pastel room designs that'll really make you feel like you stepped into a time warp in both a good and a bad way. I gotta tell you, it's almost so retro that it works in a way. But while it is a delightful, delicious throwback, what we now have in its place is so, so much better. The reimagined hotel debuted earlier this year as Disney's Hotel New York, The Art of Marvel, and as somewhat convoluted as that title sounds, it really works. This isn't a Marvel-themed hotel or a hotel that's in story like Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. This is, as the name states, a hotel entirely dedicated to Marvel art, stylized as a New York City art gallery. The interiors of all the general spaces throughout the hotel are really exceptional. There was potential for this place to be cheesy or phoned in, and it's neither. The lobby is pretty evocative of Rockefeller Center and a grand midtown stately building if you've been in New York City structures like that, but essentially there are black and silver and gray undertones that really bring the place to life. There are Iron Man suits behind glass, like you're in some sort of alternate reality Smithsonian, a lobby gallery dedicated to Jack Kirby, and so much artwork honoring the core Marvel characters throughout. Much of it is an homage to the characters and different artistic renderings of them, but the large-scale screen behind the lobby check-in desk was actually my favorite. There, all day, whenever you had a question about park access or a dinner reservation, you could see a looped film of an artist drawing an adventure, drawing one of these magnificent pieces of artwork. It was really, really a cool touch that brought it all home to what the resort is based around. There was even a huge photo op of an old school Avengers comic book cover that you could stand within, like you're one of them, which I thought was, oh, it was so cute. But because it's Marvel artwork and not Marvel itself, it is very sleek and actually reads as upscale, more so than you might be anticipating. Let's get into the rooms, which themselves were fantastic. The redesign maximized the space so well compared to what the hotel used to be. I stayed in a room with two queen beds, and each had this big, tufted headboard that went all the way to the ceiling with these huge lights next to it that looked almost like lanterns. And the entire aesthetic of it just really hit the mark. I was pleasantly surprised by the rooms, clearly. I loved it, and I loved how nice it felt to be in them. Everything was really high quality and looked great, and I know it's brand new, but the addition of Black Panther and Black Widow artwork in the room was such a nice touch. Now, the bathroom was fine, and the toiletries were sadly not Marvel-y enough. I was hoping for something a little themed, a little special, but I did get to bring a little soap home, as well as a few very special treats that I will be giving away on Instagram once I'm back in Florida. So stay tuned for that. You don't want to miss it. It is a gaggle of goodies. Each room did come with a branded bottle of water, which again, for a Marvel freak like me, is such a delightful touch. There is nowhere we can go and get things like that. I mean, Star Wars is getting its whole hotel, but for us, Avengers Campus is still so new, and I'm never able to get a glass bottle of still water with the Marvel logo on it. So for me, I loved every second.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
I think my favorite part of the room, though, was that the pillows and the bedspread were crimson and silver in a shape reminiscent of Black Widow's hourglass signal. But if you weren't a fan, you would just think it's a nice design. It would not stick out to you in that way. Same goes for the rest of the hotel, actually. It was cool for mega fans like me to get to experience it firsthand, but otherwise not invasive or off-putting to more casual viewers of the franchise. We ate at both of the hotel's restaurants, Manhattan Restaurant and Downtown Restaurant, and I recorded a lot of audio about the latter, but I think it's best if I don't air that publicly. Now, Manhattan Restaurant is your traditional upscale hotel sit-down finer dining restaurant. I had a wonderful entree, a great experience, and all underneath the central Asgardian chandelier. Yes, it looks like Asgard, and it's a chandelier, and it's beautiful. I'll post photos online, but I saw that deep in just being locked in a house for 4 to 5 months on end and was like, I need to see the chandelier in real life. And I finally got to, and it was really, really special to be able to sit and see it. Now, Downtown Restaurant, a little bit of a different situation. The restaurant is intended to be buffet style, featuring flavors from across the city. You have dim sum, you have a bunch of other dishes that honor the multicultural blend of New York City. However, because of the pandemic, you cannot actually go up and get your own dishes, so it's nice that the waiters come to your table, you order off a menu, and they bring you as much as you'd like of anything that is available. That was great. The problem was that the food was, and I do not say this lightly, inedible. It was truly inedible. I had to go somewhere else and get another meal afterwards because we could not eat any of the food we were served. I ordered a macaroni and cheese that I cannot play you our actual reaction to this meal because I will be blacklisted forever, but it was an extreme low of the trip. That's all I'll say. It basically tasted like an orange crayon. I don't know if there was any cheese anywhere. There was some sort of orange-like, silly string-like sauce on top of it. It was not, I thought mac and cheese was safe. It was not safe. There are many dishes that I had that evening that were inedible. I could not finish them, and I basically had to send back full plates of food. Something I never like to do. I never like to waste, but I was actually given dim sum. I couldn't finish. And those are dumplings. And I love a dumpling. I had a gyoza today somewhere on Walt Disney World property. I will not mention where. And it was basically looked like it had been half frozen and it was still delicious. So trust me when I say I do not recommend you eat at Downtown Restaurant now or in the future. If you want to go somewhere within the hotel, I highly, highly recommend Manhattan Restaurant above all. That being said, the Skyline Bar was above and beyond. If you've been on a similar bar to this on Disney Cruise Line, you know what I'm talking about. There's a skyline in the background. It changes throughout the night. It's very nice. But this one, every about 10 or so minutes, a character from the Avengers would appear. I believe we saw Spider-Man, I think we saw Iron Man, and it really brought the place to life and made it feel both like New York and like you were kind of in this tangential Marvel universe without being too deep in the comic lore. The cocktails there were so good, and the menu was extensive. This isn't a situation where you have five or six themed cocktails, no, no. I believe they must have had about a dozen. It was wild. There's no way I could have ever worked my way through that menu. Now, one menu I never got to work my way through was the Doctor Strange-inspired lounge bar. I'm honestly not even sure that's what it's called because it was never open. I believe it's Bleecker Street, but they're supposed to have all of these fun, funky, magic-infused Doctor Strange next-level cocktails. And I was at this hotel for 3 days. I never saw it open. I saw people sitting there at some point, but there was the bar, it seems like overflow seating. I don't know what was happening. And on the website, they have someone holding a cocktail that's floating. Very interesting. Another cocktail with limes in it that's purple. Okay. And another that's orange with a full carrot on top. I'm talking like Zootopia munch munch full carrot that you would roast with a chicken, full carrot on top of a drink. I would have loved to have known what that was, but alas, this spot was never open. It's a small curse of Disneyland Paris that can happen sometimes, but for that to happen at a Doctor Strange bar, it's really a bummer. If you're visiting with younger kids, you can check out the Marvel Design Studio, which is essentially an art center themed around the Marvel characters, which is very cool. You can also head to the gift shop, the New York Boutique, which I gotta say, being from California, having Avengers Campus, there was nothing for me here. It was all stuff I've seen before or just generally wasn't too interested in. But Superhero Station was something else entirely. You had to schedule a certain time as a hotel guest to go into this space, which had a character meet and greet and also multiple photo setups, kind of like an Instagram museum, a pop-up thing like that. But they were all Marvel themed, and some of them were really good. Now, for that portion, I actually recorded some audio while I was there. I think I recorded audio for all of this, but frankly, it's very late at night, and I have to be at a 50th anniversary celebration for Walt Disney World in a matter of hours. So we are just going to play this one clip and then mosey on towards the next day, because I'm pretty sure the sun will come up sometime soon. Anyway, I'm going to roll this clip, but also play a little bit before of Spider-Man with a French accent. It's actually so loud in the room I recorded it in. I'm surprised looking at the playback, but it's fun nonetheless. So here goes nothing. We just did the superhero station here at Disney's Hotel New York, the Art of Marvel. And it was pretty cool. It was basically just a little conference center room with about a half dozen backdrops. And there's also, you sign up for a scheduled meet and greet time, and you get to meet a predetermined Marvel character. You don't know who it's going to be. And I went, and it was Spider-Man, which was very exciting because I've never heard Spider-Man speak with a French accent, which was extremely fun. But there were some really cool photo ops. Some were better than others, but still a lot that I have not seen in America. They had one that was kind of themed to Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, which I've seen before, but the others were new and exciting, and I also enjoyed the Spider-Man one a lot. It was a lot. It was upside downs. It was fun.
Well, there you have it. I'm sorry this mini-sode is so mini of an episode, but regardless, I just wanted to share my experience at Disney's Hotel New York, the Art of Marvel, directly with you. Now, I'll be sharing so many more photos, so many more videos on my Instagram and Twitter accounts probably the day you are hearing this. If not, then shortly thereafter. But regardless, if you have any questions about the hotel, let me know. You know where to find me. And I highly recommend it. I had a great time. I had a really, really great time. I loved it. Ugh, the best. That's our show! Thank you all so much for listening. And thank you to, I don't know, Stan Lee for making this Marvel-themed hotel a reality. You can find me, Carly Wiesel, at Carly Wiesel across the internet. You can rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. Just leave us a little rating, leave us a little review. We'd love to hear from you. Only positive things. 5 stars are greatly appreciated in the currency of podcasting. That's like handing over a sack of $1 million that you get for free. It's so nice, and we welcome your wonderful, kind reviews. Very Amusing will be back in full next week on time. We will be back to normal, thank goodness. I apologize for the mania that has been this month, and that I am at Disney World reporting on next week's episode already today. But stay tuned, because that one is going to be a wonderful, wonderful doozy, and I can't wait to share with all of you. This episode was edited garbagely by me, Carly Wiesel. Jeff Fox will be back for next week. I can't wait for Jeff Fox, because I do not love editing audio, and I'm not very good at it. Now, with that out of the way, thanks so much for listening to this mini-sode, and see you real soon.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.